Retired trade unionist Robert Bobby Morris is concerned that we're not hearing enough about some of the issues affecting the labor movement in Barbados and the wider Caribbean. He's been raising this matter in an online discussion.
I have not, for a very long time, heard anything at all about the Caribbean Congress of Labor. I do not even know if it is still operating. And if there's anybody that should know, I believe I should know. I was first president of that organization. And I hear nothing at all of the continued existence of the Caribbean Congress of Labor. Now that speaks to labor at the regional level, because you mentioned the fact, of course, that there are elements of the single market and economy that are coming into play, free movement of people. And that's going to impact each one of the territories, and we need to look at how it will impact Barbados particularly. There's no discussion about regional talks about such a matter. And if it is going on, then the trade unionists who are holding office in the trade unions in Barbados are derelict in their duty not to keep all Barbadians, not only trade union members, but all Barbadians abreast of what the Caribbean Congress of Labor is doing. And again, too, I am not hearing a word of what is happening at the International Labor Office. Every year, we send a delegation, a tripartite delegation, comprising the General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, the Minister of Labor and officials, and a representative of the employers. Every year, I have not seen a report in any form of the media for years about what is being discussed at the International Labor Organization. So I cannot understand why people would be going to Geneva every year. It's not a holiday, and not being able to come back and discuss with Barbadians what are the things that are being dealt with at that international institution. And in fact, when we were looking at the whole issue of the national insurance scheme, we established that scheme with the assistance of the International Labor Organization. When we had to make significant changes in the 1990s, changing the Severance Pay Act, etc., we asked them to send down someone, and they sent down an official, and he gave advice, which the Barbados Workers Union listened to and supported certain changes to remove certain strictures and blocks in the economy. So that's the first level I want to talk at. What is happening in terms of the Caribbean labor movement as we move more into regionalism, and if it's going to open the doors to people from everywhere? What is happening in the Caribbean labor movement? What are the members of the Caribbean labor movement who are in Barbados saying to the Barbadian people that they are discussing among themselves?
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.